Raise your hand if you're a box checker. And by that, I mean raise your hand if you like to do things right. If you're going to take on something new, you don't want to take any chances that you could be getting it wrong. And if you're going to focus on losing weight, then you are going to follow all the rules and do all the things. Count your calories, check. Exercise, check. Drink lots of water, check. Totally obsess over the number on the scale, check. Think about food all the time, check. I mean, that's what dieting is, right? It's misery. It's suffering. It's equal parts discipline and deprivation. And if you could just keep checking off all of the boxes and doing all of the right things, then you are bound to see results, right? But what if you don't? What if you feel like you have been doing all the things, but the scale just won't budge? What are you doing wrong? Well, there's a very good chance that you are making one very big and very common mistake in your weight loss journey, one that I don't think really gets talked about. In fact, it's probably a mistake that you're not even aware that you're making at all. But today, that's exactly what we're going to cover, what I think is the number one weight loss mistake that no one's talking about. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. Once again, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I'm the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I'm also a 40-something-year-old woman who knows what it's like to struggle with your weight, even when you think you're doing all the things and checking all the boxes. Honestly, for so many years, I was the diet queen. Always ready to try the next new thing that I was sure would be the answer to my weight problem. I can't even tell you how many different diets I tried over the years, but they all pretty much followed the same blueprint, right? Which was dramatically cut back on food and drastically cut your calories while also trying to get more exercise, ideally lots of cardio because that's obviously what burns the most calories, and then be sure to drink lots of water because you got to stay hydrated and fill your stomach with water if you're not actually going to be eating enough food. Eat lots of salads with low-fat dressing, rice cakes with fat-free cream cheese, lean protein and celery sticks, and lots of apples. And sometimes, if I really wanted to mix things up, I'd do a 5-day juice cleanse, which was pretty much misery, or go on a green smoothie kick, which I actually liked, but wasn't all that satisfying. But I was always committed, right? I was always all in, at least until I couldn't take it anymore. And then I would fall off the wagon and eat an entire bag of Doritos in one sitting while lamenting the fact that I just didn't seem to have enough willpower. And then a few weeks later, I'd start the same cycle again, doing all the things, making myself miserable for as long as I could stand it, then falling off the wagon yet again. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but what I started to notice over time is that these diets, even though I was just as enthusiastic, seemed to be less and less effective. Where I used to be able to easily lose 5 or 10 or even 15 pounds by cutting back and doing all the things, instead, I would start to see the scale absolutely refuse to budge, no matter how hard I tried. And it was so frustrating. And yet, the minute I started eating again, right, the minute I ate that bag of Doritos or whatever else I decided to binge on, I had no problem packing the pounds right back on, right? So my weight just kept creeping up and it got harder and harder and harder. Sound familiar? And I think the fact that this struggle that went on for years and years and years, that this struggle, it's so raw and so fresh in my mind. Like anytime I think about it and I talk about it, like I can feel all of those feelings of frustration, right? I go right back there because I struggled for so long. It's what makes me so passionate about this work that we do at Thinlicious and the way that we're helping women to actually lose weight and get healthy for life. Because it wasn't until I took a totally different approach that things finally turned around for me. And number one, I stopped dieting, right? I stopped trying to eat less and exercise more. And I actually started doing real research into the science of weight loss and into what causes us to gain weight in the first place and why our bodies cling to fat, especially as we start getting older. And what I discovered just shocked me like so much because it was so different from everything that we have ever been told and everything I was constantly trying to do. I thought I was doing the right things. Turns out I was not doing the right things, right? Because healthy, sustainable weight loss, real weight loss, isn't about calories. It's about hormones. It's about eating in a way that will actually support your hormones and balance your hormones and reverse insulin resistance. And when you do that, the weight starts to come off pretty easily. Honestly, it feels like a miracle. That's how I lost more than 40 pounds and have kept it off without dieting for years now, right? No dieting ever again. But let me tell you, after struggling for so long, this feels like freedom. The life that I have now feels like freedom. And that's why, to me, the work that we are doing here is not really about weight loss, right? It's about freedom. It's about never having to diet again. It's about being able to just look and feel your best without the struggle, without the suffering, the freedom to finally have time and energy to focus on something other than losing weight. What a stupid thing to spend all our time focusing on. Like, I get so mad when I think about how much time I wasted in my life on this. But that's also why today I want to talk about something that I think is going to be hopefully very eye-opening, especially if everything that I was just saying was resonating and you're like, yep, been there, still there, right? Especially if you have been struggling with losing weight and getting healthy for a long time. Because honestly, this is a mistake that I see so many women making in their weight loss journey. And even within our program, even though we actually talk about this, I still see it happening. So if you're listening to this and you are in our program, like listen up and listen carefully, because I think it's one that is so common that I honestly think it's hard to even see it or recognize that you're making it. But at the same time, it's a mistake that is pretty much guaranteed to hold you back from seeing the kind of results that you want. Basically, it is the one thing that is probably standing in your way of actually losing weight and getting healthy. And once you understand what it is, it's going to be so much easier to fix. Dun, 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 dun. I know, it's so exciting, right? But before we dive into that, there's just one thing that I want to mention really quickly. Come on, you knew this was coming. Our new Thinlicious app, guys, is launching 2 weeks from today, and I am so freaking excited. It's going to be so awesome. I did a whole podcast about this a couple of weeks ago explaining how it's going to work and why it's so cool. And if you haven't listened to that yet, go check it out so you can hear about it. But also then make sure that you get on the waitlist by going to thinlicious.com/waitlist so that you can be one of our early adopters. You want to be an early adopter. I'm telling you, we have some really cool gifts that we are giving away to our early adopters. It's like $800 worth of free gifts. So get on the list. Again, that URL is thinlicious.com/waitlist. Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, let's actually dive in and talk about this, the biggest mistake that I see so many women making in their weight loss journey. This one mistake that is pretty much guaranteed to keep you from actually losing weight, and that is actually a lot more common than you might think. And the mistake is, dun, 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 not eating enough. Yep, you heard that right. The number one mistake that most women are making in their diet, and the one that is almost guaranteed to keep you from losing weight in a sustainable way, is actually not eating enough. And I know that probably sounds completely crazy and counterintuitive, because we have been conditioned to believe that in order to lose weight, we need to eat less. And yet, In reality, the opposite is actually true, and here's why. So first of all, our bodies need fuel in order to function properly, especially if you want your body to be burning fat instead of sugar. So I'm just going to ask you this. Did you know that on a daily basis, your body is actually burning thousands and thousands and thousands of calories just to keep you alive? The amount of energy that is required to keep your heart pumping and your organs working and your brain functioning is actually massive. So much more than I think any of us can really even fathom, because nobody talks about this, right? Nobody talks about the fact that our bodies are already burning so much energy, right? So many calories. And that's without doing a single drop of exercise. Our bodies are calorie burning machines. It takes so much energy to keep your body functioning that your body actually has to create more energy. It has to produce it. Truly, the food that you eat isn't even enough on a daily basis. It has to manufacture more energy within your cells, which is a process that happens in your mitochondria. And I can't even with this, because this is the thing that makes me so crazy about everything that we have ever been told about weight loss, which is basically calories in and calories out, right? But that doesn't even make any sense when you actually understand what's happening, because your body's already burning massive numbers of calories every single day without even trying. And so unless you're eating like 10,000 calories a day or more, which is very unlikely, that is a huge amount of food that you would have to consume. Like, most people can't even come close, right? You're not eating more calories than you're taking in. Your weight problem is not a calorie problem. It is a hormone problem, but I will say more about that in a minute. Because the first thing that you really need to understand is that your body is already burning plenty of calories every single day. And because your energy needs are so great, your body is designed to crave sustenance in order to ensure your survival. Let me say that again, because I don't think that we ever really get this, right? Your body is designed to crave sustenance in order to ensure your survival. Your body's number one job is to make sure that your heart keeps beating and your lungs keep breathing in and out air and that your brain keeps functioning, right? Your body will do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. And that means that if you are not giving your body enough fuel in the form of the right kinds of nutrient and protein and healthy fat, it will go into protection mode. That's what it's designed to do. Your metabolism will dramatically slow down and your body will go into starvation mode, which means that it will actually start to cling to every single extra calorie and every single molecule of fat that is on your body rather than burning it off. In other words, it's going to start to hold on to all the weight that you're trying to lose. And not only that, it will begin sending out very, very strong signals that you need to eat, right? Signals that eventually become far too strong for you to fight against. You will not be able to stop thinking about food. You're hungry all the time. You can't even focus. And eventually, you have no choice but to give in. That is your body protecting you. That is not because you're weak. It's because your body is doing exactly what it was designed to do to ensure your survival. And I know for some of you listening to this right now, this is probably just a huge paradigm shift, right? Because I think a lot of times as women, especially, we are so used to thinking that the answer to our problem is simply to eat less. That, man, if I could just have enough self-control and enough willpower, then I'd finally be able to lose the weight. That if I could just force myself by sheer force of will to be hungry and miserable enough for a long enough time, then I'll finally be skinny. We think, oh, we just need a little bit more willpower. But the reality is that this kind of thinking is actually really dangerous, because not only is it not true, but it's a really fast way to get yourself into a whole heap of metabolic trouble. Right? Because when you're not eating enough, your body starts to get really, really confused. It starts to think that there's a famine and that it's not going to be able to get the nutrients it needs to survive. And so it starts holding on to every little bit of fat and calories that it can find. It literally starts to slow down your metabolism in an effort to conserve as much energy as possible. And the more that you do it, the more often you're on this yo-yo diet cycle, right? the more damage you're doing to your body and the harder it's going to be to start reversing it, right? To start losing weight, even if you do manage to stick with your diet. And this has actually been proven in study after study after study. In fact, there was a really interesting study that came out a few years ago that did an amazing job of really proving this exact point. Basically, researchers at the National Institute of Health were studying a group of former contestants from The Biggest Loser, which you might remember, right? I love that show. I used to watch that show all the time. So reality TV show where overweight and obese contestants would compete to lose the most weight, if you've never heard of it. And what they found was actually very shocking, right? First of all, these contestants had pretty amazing results at the end of the show. If you ever watched it, you know, like they had these amazing transformations. Many of them lost hundreds of pounds. And even like during the show, right? It would be amazing week to week. They'd lose like 25 pounds in 1 week just by cutting their calories and exercising more, right? Like they were at this camp, basically a fat camp where they had nothing to do but exercise all day long and have trainers yelling at them all day long to exercise more and to exercise more and to exercise more. At the same time, they had chefs cooking food, you know, very calorie restricted food. But what researchers found was that 6 years after the show ended, almost all of the contestants had gained back most of their weight, which I guess isn't that surprising, right? When you think about it, and if you've experienced this before, right, you fall off the wagon, you go back to your old ways. And especially if you're in that kind of environment where you're forced to make these changes and then you get out of that environment, you're not making it. It's not actually that surprising. But what is, I think, very shocking and scary is that their metabolisms were so damaged by that experience, right? By doing that show, that they were burning significantly fewer calories per day than they were before, right? Before the show started, they had their metabolism worked in one way. They literally could not burn off enough calories to maintain that newer, lower weight. And their bodies had basically gone into starvation mode. And they were holding on to all the extra weight and calories that they could find. And so I think that's a pretty good example of what happens when you don't eat enough, because these contestants all had amazing results on the show, but they were only eating about 800 to 1200 calories a day, which is way too little. And so you've got to actually eat, right? You've got to actually eat enough when you're trying to lose weight and get healthy, or you're causing more damage than it's worth. But it also means, and I think this is so important, right? It means that your weight problem is not a willpower problem. It is a hormone problem. So let's talk about that. Because chances are hearing this might be starting to open up like a whole lot of cognitive dissonance for you right now, right? Like you're like, I hear the words that you're saying, but it goes so against everything that I know, right? How can this possibly be true when it's everything that everyone has told you your whole life, when it's counter to that, that weight loss is about calories and about eating less and exercising more, and that your weight problem is a character flaw that's caused by your own lack of discipline and willpower. And now I'm telling you that it's not that, right? That it's actually your hormones and the fact that they are all out of whack, and that your hormones being in crisis mode is what's causing your body to cling to every molecule of fat and making it so hard for you to actually lose the weight. And if you listened to last week's blockbuster episode where I basically blew the lid on big food and big pharma, right, and laid out the case for how they have been actively conspiring for at least the last 50 years to keep us sick and fat, then you know where I stand on this, right? It's not your fault that your hormones are a mess. You have been lied to every single step of the way. You have been lied to about what's healthy and what's not. Your doctors have been lied to. Your doctors are getting bad information from the medical schools because they're all controlled by big food and big pharma, right? Like I go down the rabbit hole. If you want to go down the rabbit hole, go listen to that episode because it's pretty shocking. But for now, let's talk about the real cause of your weight loss struggles, right? The hormones and what you can actually do about it. Because what a lot of us don't realize is that all of the hormones in our body work together in a very delicate balance. When one is out of whack, they're all out of whack. But the converse is also true. When you start to improve one, you'll start to improve all of them. And so one of the main culprits, especially when it comes to weight gain, is insulin, which is produced by your pancreas in response to glucose in your in your blood, right? And so when you eat too much sugar and too many refined carbohydrates, your body produces too much insulin. And when this happens on a chronic basis, it leads to something called insulin resistance, where your body's cells become desensitized to the effect of insulin and they don't respond properly. And this means that instead of being used for energy, glucose gets stored as fat, right? Insulin is what's telling your body either to burn fat or to store it. And so when your insulin is low, your body knows how to burn fat. When your insulin is high, and when it's chronically high because of insulin resistance, all your body knows how to do is to store fat. And just so you know, due to the overwhelming amount of sugar and processed food that makes up the standard American diet, it is estimated that 85 to 90% of Americans have some form of insulin resistance right now. So this is not a small problem. This is not something that you can be listening to right now and think, oh yeah, okay, insulin resistance, that probably doesn't apply to me. I promise you, if you are struggling with your weight, you have insulin resistance. It is almost certain. But to make matters worse, insulin is a powerful appetite stimulant, right? So when your blood sugar levels drop after a meal that's high in sugar and refined carbohydrates, it triggers your body to crave more of those same foods. And so the cycle just continues, right? It actually makes the problem worse. That food is addictive, our insulin spikes, and it makes us want more of it and more of it and more of it. And that's why you can literally sit down and eat an entire bag of Doritos without stopping, right? You just crave it more and more and more and more. So insulin is a big one, but it's not the only hormone that we're dealing with. Another key hormone that is involved in weight loss is cortisol, which is known as the stress hormone. And when you're under chronic stress, your body starts to pump out cortisol, which again can cause you to store more fat, particularly in the belly area. And it also increases your appetite and your cravings for high fat and high sugar foods, right? All the emotional eating, if you think about that, like maybe you think you're an emotional eater, you probably are because the hormones in your body are causing you to be an emotional eater. And then there's things like leptin and ghrelin, which are two hormones that control hunger and satiety. And when you're not getting enough sleep or you're constantly stressed, those hormones get out of whack, which leads again to overeating and weight gain. And then on top of that, especially for women in their 40s and 50s, there's all these other hormonal changes that start happening during this midlife phase of life, right? With menopause and perimenopause. And all of those hormones play a role as well. So when you really think about it, it's no wonder that you're struggling and why you can't lose weight when you're fighting against all of these different hormonal factors that are in turn signaling your body to cling to fat, right? Your hormones are all out of whack. Your body goes, oh, I'm in crisis. I got to hold on to this. So what's the solution to all of this? Well, it's actually really, really simple. It's not about restricting your calories or punishing yourself with intense workouts. Because guess what? Not only does that not work, it actually makes the problem way worse. It increases your cortisol and puts your insulin resistance into overdrive. It stresses your body and creates this state of crisis where, again, your body's survival response is to cling to fat. So the solution is to do the opposite. It is to nourish your body, to just fill it, right? To nourish your body and nourish your hormones with the right foods, to give it lots of nutrient-dense proteins and lots of hormone-supporting healthy fats, while at the same time eliminating the foods that are causing the crisis, getting rid of sugar and all the highly processed garbage crap food that the food industry keeps pushing down our throats, right? It's nourishing your body in this way with plenty of food, without restriction, right? Lots of food. There's no limit to what you actually should eat, right? You literally can and should eat as much as you want and as much as your body needs, as long as you are eating the right things. Because you know what? When your body is functioning properly and when you are eating the right foods and when you are not filling your diet with sugar and highly processed crap that your body signals to make you eat more and more, your hunger signals actually start working again, right? And so you're not eating too much because you're not overly hungry all the time. You're getting the right amount of food. You get to start listening to your body. And I know that probably sounds almost too good to be true, right? I promise you, it is not. I have not only experienced this myself in my own life in a way that has just completely transformed my life so much, but I've also helped thousands of women in our program experience these same kind of results, right? The freedom that comes from finally getting a handle on this piece of your life. But here's the thing that I feel like I need to say. This doesn't happen overnight, right? It's not instant gratification. It is not a quick fix, because just like it took years for your hormones to become unbalanced, it is going to take time to reset them. And I can't say this strongly enough, right? To be patient with yourself and don't give up if you don't see immediate results, right? Don't set yourself up for failure by experiencing these dramatic drops on the scale every single week. This is not the Biggest Loser. That's not what you want. Just because the number is not going down as quickly as you'd like it to doesn't mean that nothing is happening. You're actually healing your body from the inside out. Slow and steady is what wins the race here, because it lets you win it for life. So keep nourishing your body with the right foods, and eventually your hormones are going to thank you for it. And you know what the best part of this is? You never have to make yourself miserable ever again. You can eat like a queen, right? If you follow me on Instagram and you try any of my recipes, or if you've done any of the recipes on our Thinlicious sites, we have the most delicious food, right? It's the most delicious and satiating and satisfying food. And by the way, men love our food. Kids love our food. Like, you don't have to cook differently for other people. It's the food is so good because it's not diet food. Remember, like, if you've been on a diet, you know that you have to basically make something different for you and for the rest of your family, because nobody else is going to eat that crap. That's not what our food is like. Our food is delicious for everyone. It is the most delicious, most satisfying, most satiating food you will ever eat. This is not misery. You can actually enjoy your life again. Like I said, it's freedom. And by the way, if you want to find out more about our program and how we can help you in this journey, right? This journey to get healthy for life, I've actually put together a free video training that is super, super helpful. It's called Healthy, Happy, and Free. And to get it, you can just go to thinlicious.com/happy. Once again, that URL is thinlicious.com/happy. All right, friends, that is everything that I have for you today. I hope this episode was helpful and it at least gave you some good food for thought, maybe a few paradigm shifts there. And if you know somebody who could benefit, somebody who's struggling with this right now, please feel free to pass it along, send them the link, or share it on social media. And then I will see you back here very soon for another new episode.